is live coverage from ABC News. Here is ABC News correspondent Aaron Katursky.
President Trump's Supreme Court nominee Neil Gorsuch is headed for confirmation. The vote is underway in the United States Senate. ABC's Maggie Rooley joins us live now from Capitol Hill. Maggie.
Well, Aaron, the vote is underway right now, and as it's being counted here on the Senate floor, it's going the way that we're anticipating, and that is that Neil Gorsuch will soon take a seat on the highest court in our nation, taking that bench. You know, he did not get here without drama, though. As we're watching this vote unfold, we have to think back to yesterday when, you know, the big headline was Senate going nuclear, which means Republican leadership blew up Senate rules, changed longstanding precedent, made it so that a simple majority could end debate on the Senate floor. Now, flash forward to where we are right now. It's coming to fruition. They are about to vote on their next Supreme Court nominee, and it's going to look like it's going to be Neil Gorsuch.
ABC's Maggie Rooley live from the Capitol, where the Senate is voting on Neil Gorsuch, President Trump's Supreme Court nominee. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said ahead of the vote that he is an exceptional choice and one who he wishes all sorts of success, although McConnell said he wishes important aspects of the process had played out differently, and that, of course, a reference to Republicans tearing up the Senate's voting rules to allow Gorsuch to ascend to the Supreme Court over Democratic objection. We're speaking with ABC's Maggie Rooley at the Capitol as this vote takes place. Maggie, the mood there and this rule change didn't seem to sit well with not just Democrats, but even many Republicans who didn't seem to have the stomach for it, even if they voted in favor.
You make such a good point, Aaron. I think a lot of people described the mood yesterday as kind of just somber. You know, even Republicans who voted in favor of changing this longstanding rule, they did so reluctantly. And they said that. They said, I'm reluctant to do this, but I feel like I have no choice. Democrats have forced our hand. That's according to Republicans. You know, Democrats have been a little more outspoken than that, calling out Republican leadership, saying that this new change in legislation and how legislation is done is going to lead to even more hyper-partisan Senate, which is sometimes hard to believe. So I think either side, whether you're a Democrat or Republican, no one's come out saying they're happy with this rule change. I think it's a reluctant rule change.
ABC's Maggie Rooley at the Capitol, where the Senate is voting to confirm Judge Neil Gorsuch as the next Supreme Court justice. Vice President Pence presiding as all 52 Republicans and three moderate Democrats from states that Trump won, Joe Manchin of West Virginia, Heitkamp of North Dakota, Joe Donnelly of Indiana, cast their votes for the Supreme Court nominee. Want to pull in our White House correspondent, Karen Travers, who's traveling with the president in Florida. This has to be a satisfying moment for the president, even as he is perhaps a bit distracted with the goings on in Syria and his bilateral meeting with the president of China.
Aaron, you're getting a sense that the White House going to even have a moment to breathe and exhale over the fact that they've got a Supreme Court nominee through. He will be the next Supreme Court justice. This is a very big deal for this administration. President Trump knew he had this vacancy, of course, because the death of Antonin Scalia was last year during the campaign, and President Obama's nominee was not allowed to move forward, Republicans blocking that in the Senate. So President Trump once he won election, he had months to prepare for this. And that night when he nominated Judge Neil Gorsuch, it was considered one of the best nights of his administration. And I think when you look back on the past couple of weeks, that certainly is a victory for them. We had a briefing the other day at the White House with the president's legislative director, who was trying to pitch reporters on things that we should be covering as we get closer to that magical 100-day mark, which is coming up at the end of April. Right now, there isn't a significant signature legislative accomplishment. The healthcare bill went down in flames, and that was going to be the big one. There's no way they get to tax reform or anything substantial in the next 3 weeks. And you know what he kept pointing to, Aaron? He kept pointing to Judge Neil Gorsuch as a legislative accomplishment. Now, certainly, there's no legislation involved in that, and even of getting him across the finish line required a massive change in Senate procedure. So it's an interesting victory of sorts, as Maggie Rooley just pointed out. There's a bit of lamenting from Republicans and Democrats that they had to do this to get to this point. But this is a day that the White House could and should be celebrating. This is a big moment for them. Instead, as you point out, it is completely overshadowed by so many big issues happening overseas and this summit that he's having today in Palm Beach with the Chinese president.
ABC's Karen Travers is there with the president in Florida. Incidentally, when we hear remarks that President Trump made with his Chinese counterpart a short while ago, we will bring those to you as well as we continue to follow developments following the U.S. military strike against Syrian targets. But the U.S. Senate is now voting on the president's Supreme Court nominee, Judge Neil Gorsuch. He is headed for confirmation, albeit in a rather unusual way, and ABC's Maggie Rooley is following from the Capitol. Maggie.
You know, you mentioned rather unusual, and it's true. That's what we heard time and time again this morning and yesterday, that to get here was historic. As Karen just mentioned, you would expect Republicans to be celebrating. They're going to have a conservative-leading Supreme Court bench again. This is something that they should be celebrating. And yes, we saw that well-known photo of Mitch McConnell giving the thumbs up yesterday, leaving the Senate floor. When they did go nuclear, but even Mitch McConnell was very reluctant in his words when he finally said, "You have forced me to do this, Democrats. You have forced us to take this huge decision, this huge option, and go nuclear and change Senate rules." And we heard from other senators sort of with that same remark, that same mood of, yes, we should be celebrating, but there's not much to celebrate. We've changed the rules of the Senate now when it comes to voting for Supreme Court justices forever. You know, I think that's an important point to make. This isn't just a vote for Neil Gorsuch, this change. This has changed the structure of how the Senate is going to vote for every Supreme Court justice going forward. And the big problem with that, according to many congressional leaders, is that they're no longer going to have to talk to the minority in Senate. They're just going to be able to push through with a simple majority, and there might not even be debate anymore on the Senate floor, because if you don't have to debate with the minority, why would you?
An indication of the country's polarized politics, for sure. It's ABC's Maggie Rooley with us at the Capitol, where the United States Senate now has the votes to confirm Neil Gorsuch to the Supreme Court. And the vote does continue at the United States Senate, with Vice President Pence presiding. And we return to Maggie Rooley at the Capitol as the Senate now has the votes to confirm. Does continue. Are we likely to hear anything from the nominee at all today? We understand he would be sworn in almost immediately.
Exactly. I have not heard yet if we'll be hearing from, almost Supreme Court Justice Neil Gorsuch today. But, you know, whether or not we hear from him today, we'll be hearing from him soon. He has some big cases coming up, and he'll start hearing on things as early as next week. And so, you know, he's getting thrown into the spotlight here in the Supreme Court. And starting today, as you mentioned, he'll get sworn in, and he'll be ruling on these cases, which will affect everyone in America.
Mrs.
You know, I think
McCaskill.
A seat on the Supreme Court is really one of those positions that ends up affecting everyday Americans. If you look back on some of the cases that they've ruled on over the past few years, even just the past handful of years. I mean, look at the legalization of same-sex marriage. These are all huge headline-making cases, and it comes down to those nine people on the Supreme Court. Now, Neil Gorsuch will be one of them, and he's going to be put to the test on how he rules in the next coming weeks.
ABC's Maggie Rooley at the Capitol, where Judge Gorsuch does have the votes he needs to take his seat on the Supreme Court bench, the ninth Supreme Court justice to replace the late Antonin Scalia, who died a year ago. It was President Obama who nominated Judge Merrick Garland, a judge who did not get a hearing from the Senate, and then President Trump, who ended up nominating Gorsuch. His hearing took place a short while ago. The Democrats were able to muster the votes against to block the nominee. The rules were changed, the so-called nuclear option.
Mr. McCain.
Maggie, for something with such an ominous name, it doesn't really change how things look in the Senate. They're still voting. There are still some men in suits and women in their formal dress as well, voting on a Supreme Court justice. But it seems as if things have indeed changed.
Ms. Heitkamp.
Going nuclear. I think we've heard that now so many times over the past few days. But again, what that really means is a change in procedure. And so to In the Senate, things are debated ad nauseum practically. It's a slower process than in the House. And senators say that's part of what makes, for them, the Senate great, that they take steps to debate. And they take so many steps to debate that there's even a vote to end debate. And to end that debate, you need a supermajority of 60. Now, that's when Democrats threatened yesterday. They filibustered, saying they would not vote to end that debate. And so that's when Republicans swooped in, went nuclear, changed those rules, said you just need 51, a simple majority. There are 52 Republicans in the Senate. They were able to change that rule. Simple majority ended the debate. And now we have this normal, real vote happening on the House floor now, the final vote to confirm Judge Gorsuch. So that vote is the same and as it always would be. It was really that pre-vote to end debate that has changed. And now, as we just were talking about before, that vote will be changed forever for every Supreme Court nominee going forward. They'll no longer need a supermajority to end debate in the Senate. And while that might kind of seem like super inside Mr. baseball Bennett. And the normal person Mr. watching, Bennett. Except for, you know, me on Capitol Hill might not care, but it's a big deal because it means that without a supermajority, you no longer need to cross party lines. You know, as we just said, 52 Republicans, they don't even need to talk to any Democrats to get their nominee into the Supreme Court. And so, you know, already we live in a hyper-partisan society, and the threat is, will this make now the Senate even more hyper-partisan? If another Supreme Court seat opens up under President Trump, will Republicans even feel the need to talk to Democrats, or will they just say, our guy can get in with a simple vote? We don't even have to talk across the aisle.
ABC's Maggie Rulli on Capitol Hill. Indeed, President Trump has said he expects perhaps 4 vacancies to fill during the course of his administration. We'll see. The Senate now has the votes to confirm Judge Neil Gorsuch as the next Supreme Court Justice of the United States, even as that vote continues. I'm Aaron Katursky. You've been listening to live coverage from ABC News.
ABC News, honored. Winner for the 3rd straight year with the Edward R. Murrow Award for Overall Excellence in Television and Radio. ABC News, America's number one news choice.